Yodel Terwey, Rabbi Avram Moshe Lampin.
Guten Morgen, in Chodesh, in Chaneke. Chaneke, das Brot Dalm des Furum HaKdoshim, ist der Hemmschicht der Jumam Neruim. Und es ist ein Mann, auf der Gemach Hasim und Teube. Das Brot des Furum HaKdoshim, der Chaneke ist ein Mann auf Tshive. Jeden hat zu Tshive. Jeden kann zu Tshive. Es ist ein Mann, der Sigel, der helpt, Jid, to be able to return to HaKodesh Baruch Hu. The Triske Magid, the son of the Chernobyl Magid, says, so is Chaneke, so is his gematria of 408, the same gematria like Zoyim Koil Mumen. Zoyim Koil Mumen, Zoyim is 136, yeah? 3136 is 408. So is like, so is Yuvahan, like Yom Kippur, we know that the Chiv of Yom Kippur is Chiv of Tfilet Zdukke, Zoyim Koil Mumen. So is Chaneke. Chaneke comes again, especially so is Chaneke, it's a man of Zoyim Koil Mumen, a Yid can return to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Chaneke Tvusha Taivis, so is Chaneke, Chaneke Tvusha Taivis, Nigme v'naas eksive chesime hayoim. This is the Triske Magid. Nigme v'naas eksive chesime hayoim. We find in the Aftoire that we say Shabbos Chaneke, the Psikim, in the Novi, Vayushev HaMalach Hadoi V'bi, Vayarayni, he awakened the Novi, Ke'ish Asha Yuha Mishnus, like a person who wakes up from a sleep. Says, Brot Nerem Rav Shloim La'aige, the Einikl of Reblaib La'aige, the Lublin Rebbe, Shloim La'aige, he was a great grandchild of Rav Kiva Aige. He says, there's two ways how a person can wake up somebody else. You can wake up somebody by calling his name, by making a noise, by alarm clock, you can wake up somebody through a noise. There's another way how to wake up a person, if you open the window and the light comes into the room, the person wakes up. So he says, on Rosh Hashanah we find the Rambam writes, Iri Yishayne Meshanasram, wake up from your sleep. How do you wake up from your sleep? By hearing the Koil HaShofar, the Koil of the Shofar, like an alarm clock, like a siren that wakes you up. Beware, be careful. You have to do tshiva. That's the end of the disorderness that comes on Shoshuna, Iri Yishayne Meshanasram. But here on Chaneke, it's a different way of waking up. You wake up Yiddish and Neshomas by bringing a light. You make the room light. You open the shade, you open the window, and the sun shines into the room. You can't sleep. So the Pusik says, this week in the Aftoire, in Shabbos Chaneke, Vayarayni Ke'ish Ashayu Mishnusoy, the Novi got awakened like a person who wakes from sleep, and the Pusik carries on. Vayomer Alai, Ma Toroi, what do you see? Vayomer Yisi Vinam Noir Zuav. I see a menorah zuav, a menorah light. So the way how you wake up on Chanukah is bringing a light. By bringing the light of Chanukah into Yiddish Neshomas, by awakening Yiddish Neshomas and telling them, explaining them how the Neshomah lights HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how HaShem's Baruch enjoys their mitzvahs and ma'asim toivim, and you're bringing a light into the Neshomah, you're bringing a feeling of how I can light HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how I can do mitzvahs for HaYibishta, and how the Indian, how my Neshomah lights, through a light, that's the way how you awaken a person to achieve it, and that's the achieve of Chaneke. So if we say that Chanukah is his man of tshiva, it's his man to wake up Yiddish kinder to tshiva through any of a light, through a, you know, explaining to a person how chushmas the Shoma is, and how he can enlighten the Kodesh Baruch Hu, how he can bring a mitzvah, how his mitzvahs in the Masn Tovim enlighten all the Olumas Eliyonim. We find the machlokes between Bashama and Basilil. Bashama say, Poiches v'hoilech. First day, 8 candles, and 7, and 6. Basilil say, Moise v'hoilech. Every day, another candle. The Gemara explains the first reason why. Bashama, they go, connect Yom Manachnusim. Still 8 days Chanukah, 7 days Chanukah. They look at the future. Yom Manachnusim. And Basilil, look, Yom Mayoitzim. One day has passed, 2 days have passed. What's the machlokes? Mainly the second reason, the second time of the Gemara, we understand. Bashama say, Kneged Pura Achak. We find this in this concept in the Torah, that every day you bring one par less. To be Meram is not the Simon Kloyen, Lebesoyen, Bashama Kloyen. So you bring less every day. You light every day one candle less. To be Meram is Kloyen for the Emesoyen. Verstehe ich Pshat. And Basil say, Ma'anem Bekoide, Shvayim Meriden, Moisem Oyen. So we understand the reason. But what's the Machloik is here? Do you make Yom HaNachnusim, connecting the days that are coming? That's till 8 days, till 7 days, till 6 days, or Yom HaYotze, one day is out. Says the Frige Belz Ushoi Levuche Gewaltige Pshat. We know, it's brought down from the Riyah Kudish, Beshamai, they had Midas Gevira. And Basil is Midas Rachmim. Like we see in the Gemurah, this Ger wanted to come to become a Ger, and he came to Hillel, and Hillel had no time. He said, teach him the whole Torah al Reg Lachas. Shamai, sorry. He came to Shamai, and teach him the whole Torah al Reg Lachas. Doch, when the Abbas Avinian, he had no time for such questions. Teach him the whole Torah on one foot. But Basilil, Hillel, who had this, Hillel had this gewaltige Ahava, this gewaltige, the middle of Chesed, he was becoming even this person who came along, this goy came along to ask a funny question, teach the whole Torah al Reg Lachas. He had time, patience, he taught him. What did he teach him? The Aloch, Sani Lachavr Lesavet, Vahavt Lachavr Kamoichu. So we see that Hillel is always the minister of Chesed Varachme. Kintos, Shammai is Midas Gevira, and Hillel is Midas Rachme. We know that Shiva Meyira, the person that's Shiva Meyira, all his avirus, they become shrugging. I feel like his doiness becomes shrugging. It doesn't become completely erased. So a person that's Shiva Meyira, from yesterday, the future is Masikin, but the other isn't Masikin properly. Marsh Angus, somebody who does Shiva Mahava, the Yemu says in Yima, his doiness, Nasus Kazuchius, he mends even the past. They completely erased all his avirus. All his avirus become mitzvahs. So Meile, Bashamai, they have the Midas Yira. Their concept is Shiva Meyira. It's Yom Manachnusim. They light the menorah for the future. 8 days Chanukah, 7 days Chanukah, because the Shiva Meyira is only a ticking for the Habba. It's not a ticking for the Mafraya for all the avirus. Nash Einkang Bas Hillel, who hold that they were the idea of a Havre, the middle of Chesed, the middle of Shiva Mahavre. Shiva Mahavre is massacring all the avirus, become Zuchias. The Heilige Samsoifer writes, Chas Vashulma person ate Chaze, Neweile, Treife, Chmun of Islam. And then this Shiva Mahavre, every Kazayas Chaze he ate, it's like he ate Matzah. Holte gesagt, Shiva Mahava dreht immer all the virus lema freie, also alle wären sich hier. Das Besir se Yuma Yoitze, we don't like them a neuge von der Habe, we like them a neuge von der Ove. Einziger Rebbe, zweiter Rebbe, to show, that through the Shiva of Lukas Nai Chaneke, we must say even lema freie. Wa aluche ke Besillel. So we pass can like Besillel, that the Indian, the concept of Shiva, that's this Eure and Chanukah, is a Shiva, like we said before, a Shiva of bringing light to the Yiddish Neshomas, opening the shades, opening the windows, and showing how the sun shines into the house. You can't sleep. A person realizes how chushev he is, how important he is, how Hashem likes him. The Aloch, Sadal Chavar Sava, Drashi means the Eibishter. The Eibishter is your friend. The Eibishter is a friend of every Yid. The person realizes how the Eibishter loves every Yid and how his mitzvahs are so chushev and brings in light to the Neshoma. That's a Shiva Mahava that brings in a Shiva in Chanukah. The famous word brought down in Ma'or Anayim from Reb Nuchum Tshinobler. Psilis is Shmanim, Sha'ay Madlikim Behem B'Shabbos, Madlikim Behem Chanukah. Wicks and oil, they don't light well. I'm not allowed to light them on Shabbos because you're scared, Shemu Yata, because it doesn't light well. But Likim Chanukah, Chanukah, you're allowed to light even Shabbos Chanukah, you can light even Shvacher Psilis and Shvacher Shmanim. Says the Ma'or Anayim, Psilis is my arms on the gift of a person, And the shemen and the or is the neshuma that lights the person. There's the neshuma, there's the fire, the flame, the neshuma, and there's the wick. And there's the shemen, the ramas of gif, and the neshuma of a person of a yid. Psirus shmanim, people, yidin, who have a guf, they have a neshuma, shayimidikim have a Shabbos. Even Kedusha Shabbos doesn't reach them. Even Kedusha Shabbos doesn't enlighten them. They don't feel any of Kedusha Shabbos. Nevertheless, but likim behem b'chanukah. Chanukah's got a stark koyach that even the yid who is so vat, so far, even Shabbos doesn't enlighten him. The koyach of Chanukah brings in a gewaltige light into Yiddish neshuma, that every single yid can feel a shayach to Kodesh Baruch Hu and be choyze b'tshiv b'tshiv ma'ahav. Especially today, the fifth day of Chanukah is Mekibbel Bachsidim. The fifth day of Chanukah is a day that can never fall Shabbos. Any other day of Chanukah can fall Shabbos. It's got a shayach to Shabbos. The fifth day of Chanukah can't fall on Shabbos. So it shows the concept that I feel a day that can't even be Shabbos. And you like the Menorah on this day, especially the fifth day of Chanukah, special this Remes as Tzivus Shmanim Sha'ayim and Likim Behem B'Shabbos, a day that has no shayach to Shabbos. Abba became and Likim B'Chanukah, the Eibishter comes down to the Yidin Neshum L'Matim Asur Tvuchim. The chitz outside, and he enlightens every single neshama. Says, "Man, when every neshama can feel a shayches and a sorrow, an achiever to Kodesh Baruch Hu." It's interesting. The fifth day of Chanukah has two gewaltige Sachen. First of all, it's brought in the name of Ria Kodesh that every single day another midah of Yidgimel midah shel Rachmim lights. He kept it up in this world. Kail, Rachim, Chanin, every single day. Till the seventh day is seven midas, and then Zoyes Chanukah, the last six midas. From the Chesla Lofen, every single day through Achnukas Nare Menoire, we are Meoire Yidgim Midas Shorachmem. The Yevunim, they made 13 holes in the Choyme, in the Besamikdash, Parti Choymes Megdulai. Yeah, they made holes in the fence that separated between Yidin and Goy, and they made 13 holes. And when Yidin did Shiva, there was only the 13 Midas Shel Rachmim to connect, to correspond to the 13 holes that the Misoyle made. The Yidin was only the Misoyle of 13 Midas Shel Rachmim. Kim Tos, the first day is Kail, Rachim, Chanin, Erech, Apayim. Apayim is separate. Erech, Apayim. Apayim seems off. It seems completely Apayim. The fifth day of Chanukah, it seems Apayim. Choyn off. Nevertheless, Adrabah, fill up this day. This day, when Zoyche the Gewaltige Sovus, it seems to be the Af, it's a Payim, it's the Af of the Eibishter, it's the Midas of Rachmim, that even as man, when it seems if it's complete, song, anger, nevertheless, do anything from the Sovus of Rachmim, the Eibishter. That's the Chinch of Payim. Also, every single day of Chanukah corresponds one of the seven Midas. Chesed, Gevira, Teferes, Netzach, Hoyt. Today is Hoyt. And Chesed is Avruam, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon. Today is Aharon. The fifth day of Chanukah is connected Hoyt, connected Aharon. Aharon HaKohen is Oyev Shulem, Veroyev Shulem. He loved every single Yid. He found the spark of Yid, of Yid in every single Yid. So the fifth day of Chanukah, the Kohen Fall Shabbos. This day is Nimshech Midas Apayim, which means I fill in a time where it looks as if it's completely Haroinav, anger. There's still Rachmin. Through the Koyach of Aharon HaKohen, it was Oyev Shulem, Veroyev Shulem, and it's Meoire every single Yid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the whole Nes of Chanukah was through the Keharim. The Keharim were Meoire, Harvest Yisrael, every single Yid. And that's why we find the Torah, Lahagit Shavuch Shal Aharon Shalo Yishinne. He lit the Meoire, Lahagit Shavuch Shal Yishinne, says the Bas Ayin. Lahagit Shavuch Shal Aharon Shalo Yishinne. Even the person who seemed a Loi, nobody, Loi, Shinne, he turned over from Loi to Veren Kail. Loi is Lamed Aleph. In Aleph Lamed is Kail. Lahagit Shavuch Shal Aharon Shal Loi. Somebody who seemed a nobody. Shinnat Ibgedreit so Zahar Faket so Zahar Kail. It doesn't occur for Chanukah as every single year of Tachshivas, especially the fifth day of Chanukah, was the Indian for the Kirch and Haran HaKoyen for Noyah Shulam Roydav Shulam. We find, the Gemurah says, as the mitzvah to light the Menorah for half an hour, yeah, as a nation called Tarmedua, they used to sell wood, and the first half an hour after that used to be the outside with their little trolleys, waiting for people to come out from the house to sell the wood. At the Kalia, the Yimur and Shabbos, when is the time, half an hour, people stop walking? At the Kalia, Raglan Tarmadua, this nation called Tarmadua, they have wood and they sell wood. Till they go away, people still go on the street to go to buy wood. After half an hour, they go away. Says The kosher is a magid. What's the remus? Everything in the Gemara is a remus of condition. Pick the chapu in regel tarmadua. What's the significance of this destination called tarmadua? We find the Gemara says later in Shabbos a few blocks later, Hillel was bathing erev Shabbos. So this person wanted to test Hillel if he has a nevus. Gave different questions. Asked different questions. Hillel, I've got a question. That's silly questions. One of the silly questions was, why are the eyes of the Tarmadua nation like the Chinese? Thin eyes, thin slits. Tarmadua have very thin slits in the eyes. Why? So Hillel had patience and he answered, you know why? They live between the sands, and the sand comes into the eyes. If they have open eyes, then the eyes will be damaged. Hashem makes them thin eyes, they shouldn't be damaged. That's the Gemara. What's the remes? The remes is sand is something that doesn't stick together. Every sand stays separate. You never find sand together. I mean, actually with water, it becomes more. But sand, sand symbolizes spirit. Because every single sand is Bazinda. Tarmadua is a nation of the Mosoilam. They live between the sands. They live in Pirit. They don't believe in Achtes. They live in Pirit. And their eyes are closed. They haven't got eye in Toive. They haven't got a good eye to see the good in Yenem. Thin eyes between the Chol and the sands. Aber Chanukah, we light them in Eure. Ade Kalia da, Reilen Tarmadua. We have to awake from the middle of Tarmadua, this nation Tarmadua, who have these thin eyes to look with the eye in Tzor, with the anger oil of somebody else, and to be pirit, it's like sand, the vaket, to realize that every Yid Dachshivas. And although Chanukah is a time when Yidden, they fight the culture of Yuvah, they fight the culture of Emes Oilam. So the Choyer, it's a time when we despise the nature of the Emes Oilam. So Mele, sometimes we might feel, if we see Hashulim Yidden, who Hashulim are knowing the Midas of Emes Oilam, also they should have to despise the Yidden. Kimsi HaChanukah, no. The same time when a Yid has to despise the Emes Oilam, despise the culture of the Emes Oilam, and actually despise the Hanhugah of Yidden who never on knowing the dark Emes Oilam. But at the same time, you have to have the iron toy and realize that the Emes is, as the Emes, the premiers of every single Yid is heilig, and through the Nechanike is shared with your every single Yid, and through the Havas Yisruel, is eigentlich the Machs of Shivet is on every single Yid, so it's Shkastire. Although we always stand in the front of the Machna to despise the culture of the Emes Oilam, at the same time, and the Kaliye Rang of the Tarmadua. We don't go with this Mahalach of the Tarmadua, who have an eye, saw an eye, and look at schlechte Matze, the Pirit, the Kind beachtes of all Jewish Kinder. And this is the Indian, Elekuda Meyer and Aini. The Gemara says, in the Sechtes of Elizur, Elekuda Meyer and Aini, Reb Meyer gave a skill for this Goy. He was scared, he wanted to use him for a toyma, to be pointed his sister-in-law from the Tvisa. And he said, go, bring it out from the Tvisa. And he was very scared, he might be punished. Don't be scared, don't be scared. Whenever they catch you, say, Elekuda Meyer and Aini, the God of Meyer, answer me, and he'll be helped. So like a master, they caught him, put him on the gallows, and they tried to hang him, and it snapped every time. Why? He said, Elekuda Meyer and Aini. Like, it worked. The Gemara never did Zura. So what's Pushup Shat? Elekuda, the God, the Meyer of Reb Meyer, and Aini answer me. Says the Mashur that he feels different Pshat. Elekuda, the Eibishter, the Meyer, who made Lichtig, who made light for the Yidden, be Meyer Vunim, the Chanukah. And Aini, answer me. Doesn't mean Dafka. It was like playing with words. Elekuda, the Meyer. It didn't mean Meyer. It meant Meyer, him, the God who shined by the Yidden, be Meyer Chanukah. And it was Matzel, the Yidden, from the Yevunim. Answer me. It's more of the schiz of Chanukah. This steht in Marshu, never the Zuren. But the way we learn now, that the end of Chanukah is to show that every Yid is Chushev. Like we say in Davening, V'achkach bui bunechu et vir maseichu. V'moir din na budum la mukim. That even Yidin l'choire seem ein oisem utonishel mukim, Reb Meyer paskens in condition as baigere baigere kir bunem. Reb Yidin says, no, if you do Rutz na Hashem, you call the Ben. If you don't do Rutz na Hashem, you're only a Eved. That's what Reb Yidin. Reb Meyer is choilig. Reb Meyer says, baigere baigere kir bunem, and the chief of the Rashba says that although normally Reb Meir would be like Reb Yehuda, here this Machlokes would pass like Reb Meir. That by Kibbunim, I feel as somebody who seems to be Ein Oysa Utoyin Shal Mukim, is beemus they have to believe as your Budu La Mukim. But Meile, Elekuda Meir and Aini Kipshitoi, Elekuda Meir and Marshu is Ein Pshat. Elekuda God, the Meir who made Lichtik Chanukah, is the same shit of Shitz Rav Meir who passed his bike back to Yibunim. Because Chanukah, the honor of Chanukah is that the Philip, Silas Shvalim, Sha'ai Madlikim B'Shabbos, Madlikim B'Chanukah. So Meir Eliku, the Meir Anayni, the God who made Lechti for the Yidin Chanukah, is the same Indian as Akuda Meir Anayni, Shitz Rav Meir who says his bike back to Yibunim. Because Chanukah in this Eure, this minute, that even a Yid, Lechoyre, who seems to be very far, a Philip Kedisha Shabbos, the Irish still loves him, and through the Indian of Sahayim Toive, is Shaykh Mu'urz and every Yid Chiva, and the Hum Chiva, of Chivati. So I have all to get Toire from the commander. The commander says, the Rikudish writes that the Chaim Vital said, that Rikudish told him that he's a Gvalti Gvalti in the Shulma. Gvalti Gvalti in the Shulma. Chaim Vital was very, didn't understand what I'm being the Shulma. I do big mitzvahs, I found the blind the time of Tanuim, wouldn't be any Chishivis my avoider. Why does the Rikudish say that I'm so great? So Chaim Vital asked his Rebbe, why do you say I'm so great? L'choyre, in the times of Tanuim, I wouldn't be anything, says Chaim Vital. Answered the Rikudish that greatness is not truly in Masim, it's truly in the Zman. If it's a Zman, it's Yatir Shmaya, it's easy to serve a Kudish Buruchi, then you have to do a big Masim. But in our times, the times of Riyak Kudish, where it's a darkness in the world, forget, every single little bit is Chushiv. Forget, you are avoided now in this whole difficult time, is even Chushiv than avoided in my Tanur. This type of Riyak Kudish. Says the commander, if so, it was so difficult, like it's come nowadays, noch mehr schwer. So Maide says, you should know, I believe, he says, I swear with Hashem's name, that even the Reform Yidden in Germany, I'm telling you, if not for the Yetzer Hara, the emphasis on the premiers, they would dance and sing for Kudosh Baruch Hu with Mesiras Nefesh. The Yidden in Germany, the Reform, it's just suas for Klal Yisrael. He says that's only because the Tzahor is so great. It's a limit schiz. That's why the Nebuch, to bring Shalishpi, the Oinse, the Nisim, or the emphasis on that Meglai, the Yidz, the Chiv, to have both Hashkufas. But on Echad, he has to have Hashkufa that the culture of the Yidz Oilam is Muis. He has to have a Yiddish Hashkufa, a Rhein Hashkufa, a Heilig Hashkufa. But such shiny, when he finds a Yid who Nebuch is Neuig in the Goyish Hashkufa, so on the Schmein, because it's a Pustel, it's a Treife, it's to find the Nitzes Kudish in this Yid, in whom they have, this is the limit from the Chaneke. Eliku de Meier and Aini. Chaneke is as man of Rav Meier, the Eibish was Meier for Klaas Rudu, with the shit of Rav Meier, as Beir, 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 This is Basil Moise Vaholich, it's a man of Chiva Mahava, and it's a man with Moira every single Yid Sakurish Burchi. Famous story told by Chisha Rim. As a Gemein Amula Musa, how do you say a Musa in English? A Musa? A slanderer? Informer. He was Moise the Eden for the Purits. Gefährlich a Surah, Sapia Luchi, he had to kill him even. A Musa, Gefährlich a Musa. So the Chassidim went to the Heilige Chäuser of Lublin with a kvittel to be masked as Musa, and they hope the Chäuser of Lublin will make a pe'ile and it'll be mispal for him and it'll kind of a reading. The Chäuser of Lublin took the kvittel and he says, Er belacht doch in alle Eulemes. He's making lechtig in alle Eulemes. This Musa, the Chäuser Rusche, was a terrible cameraman. And they saw that he'll be cursed by the Chäuser of Lublin. Why did he say, Er belacht in alle Eulemes? They had no idea what the Chäuser meant. So they went to the son of the Chosur Rabbi, the son, asked the son. The son asked, when did he give the kvittel? They gave the kvittel on Lail Chanukah. Lail Chanukah. That was the time when this Musa was lighting the menorah. The lighting the menorah, belacht alle oilemes. I feel this Musa, since was lighting the menorah, or the belacht alle oilemes. Mamayla, zeven the gewaltige chshivas. I want to tell you a story. I heard this last week. It really touched my heart. Because something happened in our times. And it shows how every Yid is chushiv. And we have this orgas, because we sometimes think, Bukhashev, we're Elech Yidin, we're Frim Yidin. Sometimes you find the Sirius Nefesh and Yidin who are far from the Kodesh Buchi in their Nisyonis, and we have to question ourselves, do we have also this Sirius Nefesh in our Madreige of Yiddishkeit? Sicher, Bukhashev, we're Zoichta, to be Shomer Tere Mitzvahs, and to be born in Bukhashev, in Elech Yidin families. But in the Sirius Nefesh, for Kodesh Buchi, Lishmo, you have to learn a Mufna Pna Yidin, who seems to be more far. What's the story? So Azoy. Somebody told me Azoy. He was called to America, Chicago, to daven there in the Besmedrish for the Omud. Chassid Shinger man. And there's this roof there, there's a big Besmedrish, there's a lot of Balachiva. And before Kol Nidre, he says a drush of Kol Nidre. He says, Zoy. We say in Kol Nidre, before Kol Nidre, Aldas Amukim, Aldas Akul, Ulimatirim Le Spalel, immer bei Jungen. Sagt er so, let me ask you, Rabbi Sai. Und das Abukim, und das von der Eibischte. Okay? Und das ist cool, der whole cool, aus dem Maskim, und mit ihrem List, weil immer bei Jungen. Weil bei Jungen. Das ist der Eibischte, und das ist der cool. Where are the Jews? Where are they? I don't see them. I tell you different pshat. Aber Juden doesn't mean the Aber Juden, those who are over the Torah. Aber Juden means those who are mavar medesayim. They go away from their own midas. They're mavar medesayim. Only material in this battle. Who gives us chashis to daven? Only because of the schus to daven in this shul with somebody who is mavar medoisof. Only material in this battle. What gives us a kach to daven? In Aber Juden, because we have this shul a yid who is mavar medoisof. What do they mean? What do they mean? There was this Yid who lived in that shul, who was born in a family who didn't keep anything. They kept nothing. One thing they kept. The 10th day of Tishri, they didn't eat. They didn't drink. You got the shul, they switched on the lights, drove the car, but they didn't eat. No food in the mouth. Because it's a day of Kippur, it's a holy day in the year, and we don't eat. We don't eat. Sure. This son also had the same custom of his father, he didn't eat. Looks at his calendar, and he sees that the 10th day of Tishri is scheduled, that he has meant to play the big football. He has to be a big player there in the football. And a day when he plays football, not to eat, his mamish nishayach. You have to drink, the whole energy goes out, you sweat, without drinking water, nishayach. I'm not a good football player, but I understand. As somebody who plays football in the Welt, the ganzen Tag schwitzt. Is without flu, without water, is geendet. Aber, the Torah, dein Sach, he serves God by not eating on him kippur. No water will come in his mouth. He'll breathe, he'll try his best. He went to play the game, and he played the game, and he didn't take one sip of water in his mouth. He came home, by Nacht, looked at the watch, he mentioned Nacht, and he will get a glass of water because it was halusches. His father says, oi, what's this? Today's Yom Kippur. He made a mistake. It was a day later. Is the Yigi Gangin, he went to bed for 25 hours. He carried on fasting a second day. He wasn't Michael. He carried on fasting a second day. He went to the bed for 25 hours. Look at the guessing. This was a story of a person in Chicago. And then through that, he became a Baal Shiva. And he was doubling in his shield. Says this roof. How can we dab? Or we heard it dab dashi. Do you know why? We have here amongst us a Yid who was ma'avar midoisof. A ganzen tuk nicht gegessen. And then noch tuk nicht gegessen. A Yid warfen teure. Azar ma'avar midoisof. We have a Yid amongst us. We can also dab. This was, we can't estimate. The Chshiva is from a Yid, a full of Vat for the Torah, was a Ketim for the Eibishter. And we have to learn from this. If a Yid Vat for the Eibishter can do something with his Nefesh in Zah Mesioinus, we have to make our own Cheshboinus and be able to also have a Nefesh for the Eibishter in our Abundus Shabbos Buch. And that's Chush about the Eibishter, Mesioinus Nefesh, when nobody knows something they can have in the soil and you misgabe, dus macht es Karbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find in the Svurbach Doishim and Zoya Kudish that the parashiyas this week that we learn with Yosef and the brothers, although it's speaking about the story of Yosef and the brothers, says in Zoya Kudish that every story in the Torah doesn't go only on the story that happened then. It's Torah's emes, and there are secrets, the umrames for the usit for all the generations, how Yid should serve Kudish Bochi. All the parashiyas of Luvon and of Bilam, and also the story of Yosef and the brother, says the Zoya Kudish is Torah's emes, and it's Ruzin and Eluin. Heure secrets in these parshas. So we find the song Deutschem on the Rambas verschiedene Ramuse. Lemushel, this week said, we're going to bring a Reimus for Chanukah. Chat the Pusik, V'yoyim la'ash al-baisoy, as the Tzadik says, after Shishi, V'yoyim la'ash al-baisoy, Hove anushim al-baisu, bring these people, the brothers, to my house, et voyech tevech v'hochem. Tevech v'hochem, the ches of tevech, and v'hochem is oisiyas Chanukah. So the way we're speaking now, the Chanukah is a time that even people who seem to be outside, we find the outside, we feel the outside, we don't feel they belong inside. But the Chanukah is a time when the Leibishter Be'emesh reveals his Chaviv is the Klaliyos world, that every single Yid comes from the Leibishter. Vayoyme, Hashem says, La'ar she'el ba'isu, Hu'ma'anushim ha'ba'isu, bring all the Yidin back home. It's a time when all Yidin are b'shayches baku. We find Chanukah in the mitzvah, Ner Chanukah, Ner Isha Baisun, Ikadin, one room for the whole household. Why? Because Ikadin, it shows that the whole household is all one, the unity, the Achdus of all Klal Yisrael. It's Tvoyach Tevach V'Hochin, and prepare a cedar. And then the Pusik carries on, Vayikshi Elu Ish Ashal Bais Yosef, Vayedabri Eilov Pesach HaBoyis. Why is it so important to know that it's spoke by the door? What's the chilik? They went to the person that was in charge of Yosef's house, and they spoke by the door. What's the name of the door? Do the name of Chanukah. Vayikshi Elu Ish Yidin O Magish Aina Gusha Einu Tfile. Yidin draw near to Kodesh Baruch Hu, alo ish to Kodesh Baruch Hu, ish melchome, shal bayis Yosef, who is the ruler of the whole world. Ve'idabri ayin of Pesach HaBayis. They speak to Hashem when they are by the door. By mitzvah nechanikim, mitzvah nicho, teif ha-sumach le-Pesach me-mechitz, the ikim mitzvah is by the door. This is a b'yemin nechanikim besmoyin. So the pusik is meramez, ve'yikshi alo ish, no melech, is meramez on tfile, the Yikshilu Ish, Arshal Bais Yosef, means that Yid is Magish, Ani Gusha in the Tfilah, El Ish, Tzaraibish, Ish Melchumah, Arshal Bais Yosef, the Zoyak, which also writes Shin Remuzim in these parishes of Brahms of Elia, Voyage Shabbos, so the Rabbi Bailach writes also this Pusik, Brahms on Tfilah. I want to add on, the Dabri Aila of Pesach Abayis, Pesach Abayis, Pink Free in the Pusik says it for Tedra Hochen, so the Shoyim says Brahms of Chanukah, so Glach Noten Tonya writes, the Yikshi, Elu Ish, B'shas b'leid b'noir, it's a time of tefillah to Hashem. El Pesach HaBayis, daven by Pesach HaBayis, when a person stands by the door, it's a time to daven to the Eibishter. When b'leid b'noir, it's a time, it's his mam besigel, it's a ice rutzen to daven to the Eibishter. Because then, when b'leid b'noir, then Hashem's book is moire, the gewaltige Ashpurs of every day, the Rachmem, and the Chesudem. It's a time to daven to Hashem, we bespalle for all the Yeshias, for good children, and for all the Juden, for Gashmiz Ochnis. It's a time to be bespalle b'shas b'leid the candles by the door. The question is, Tzvoyach Tevach V'Hochen is Meramez on the Inyan of Chanukah. Tevach V'Hochen. So Bishlam, according to the Rishonim, hold as a mitzvah to eat Chanukah. And Meile, it's Meramez on the Inyan of Tzvoyach Tevach V'Hochen in the Vasida. But Lechoy, according to the Machabu, who says, Beferesh Shechanurach, Ribi Hasida Shemar Bem, Ham Sidis Reshis. Why ping the Torah Meramez the Inyan of Chanukah in Tzvoyach Tevach V'Hochen? Ich meine, ich euch lanushen bezeroim. Ping, verkehrt! The Torah Shabbat Meram is the Chanukah in the Lord of the Halal. Pink the Chilim Ishtiyah. The Torah says, Bibi Dayi Gdusha Mechabah. The Mechabah doesn't say, Aino Hagin Lech of the Chanukah. The Mechabah says, Ribi Asidah Shema Abmehem, Shema Abmehem, Sivis Rashis. Because if the Mechabah is Choylik, is no in the Ribi Sidah, so why does he say, Aino Hagin Lech of the Sidah of the Chanukah. No, it seems there's a minute of Meram Sidah. Ribi Asidah Shema Abmehem, it's only Sivis Rashis. What's Pshat? Forget. The Mechabah wants to be Meram is a gewaltig Indian here. The Melchome between Yuvam and between the Chashmenuim and Klal Yisrael was in the Yunei Reshis. They said, Kis v'lechem al keren ha-shoir she'ayin v'chayim k'ay Yisrael. Keren ha-shoir was the tractor. That was the keile to plow, to sow. The keren ha-shoir, the shoir was Meramez on Gashmias. The shoir was the keile. Not like nowadays somebody has the Gashmistik, the computer, yeah? Is the Gashmistik a way how to do business, right? In those times, what was the, which vessel was used to do Gashmias? You had a plowing machine and it was drawn by a shoir. It's Kis v'lechem al keren ha-shoir, right on the horn of the shoir, you want to learn a daven, get in time. But when you're always seeking Gashmias, it's no shach to the Eibishter. Right on the horn of the shoy, when you plow, when you sow, it's no shach to the Eibishter. That was their philosophy. And what's the philosophy of the Klal Yisrael? Pink Faket. That Nishna Rochnias is heilig. Even Gashmias is also heilig. Meile, Faket, even the Gashmias, that's why, if it be a mitzvah to eat Chanukah, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Faket is the Mechabe. Ribi Asidah Shemar Mem, Tzis Reshis. It's not a mitzvah. It's an Inyan. It's no mitzvah to eat Chanukah. And we still eat Shem Shemayim with the Brucha, we bench, Lord Yitzel Halal, to teach us that even Reshis is also a mitzvah. Meile, Zayim Adi, it's Feuch Tevar Hoch, and Afile Kondra the Mechabe, who holds no mitzvah to eat Chanukah. Still, the Torah Meram is the Indian of Chanukah and Torah Tevach Hochem. No mitzvah to eat, but still the limit is that Chanukah teaches us that the Yidune Gashmias is a tachlis of Rochnias. Maybe that's what's the minute to give Chanukah geld to Chanukah, because it's famously wrote from the Chiddah that Esav and Yaakov quarreled. Esav says that this world belongs to him. Yaakov belongs to Olam Haba. So Tagishveh, how can Yaakov have Olam Hazeh? Because Yaakov uses this Olam Hazeh for Torah, and my evil Olam Hazeh is also Rochnis. But according to the Yevunim, who say that this Gashmis is no Shas Rochnis, they want to say even Hamdor Shaychis to Gashmis. But since we believe the Chashmanuim, even Gashmis is also the Soy Rochnis, or my Yahweh Shisum Gashmis, we have Chanukah Geld. Because Chanukah teaches that even Gashmis is also Rochnis, my Lord, and I Shisum Geld, make my own Geld, so I'm taking Omasach Geld. This Chisfen from the Shefer Raf and Geld, for Yidin, Vazen Chanukah, even the Gashmis is also Rochnis. I'll finish my words with a famous story. It's different Yirsuas in this story. I'll say my version that I heard. It brings out the point how the milchuma between the Kehanim, the Chashmanuim, and Yuvon. This milchuma. Yuvon had gehalten as the whole Inyuna Gashmias is Leman Gashmias. Sports and Gashmias, even drinking the gif, the body, is a takas of the Atzmoy. In Chashmanuim, the Kehanim, they those who symbolize, who's the first Kohen? Shaim. Shaim was the first Kohen. Shaim, hoitzi lechem v'yayin, v'yikoyen l'kayil elyoin. He came from Avini, with lechem and with yayin, v'yikoyen l'kayil elyoin. He was the first one who taught that the whole Eden of lechem v'yayin was ach och the tzuvah kodesh buchi. The Kehanim eat the karbunis, they eat gashmias, and with that, Kehanim oichlim, and Baalim eschapchim. Ner Chanukah with a koinel, imatri Hashem. To teach us that the limit of Shem, that even Gashmias is also Rochnias, this is Ner Chanukah with a koinel, imatri Hashem. So that's why the whole milchuma between the Yevunim and the Klausel was through the Kehanim Dafke, the Chashmanuim, the Kohen Gudel. Why? Because it was the concept of the Kohen Gudel who fought the concept of the Yevunim. The Yevunim say that Gashmias leman Gashmias, and the Kehanim say Lechem v'yayim is v'koyin l'kayil elyoy, achilas busa kunshim, balim kaharim oichlim, balim eskaprim. The Indian has the holding of Gashmias is leman Rochnias. So that was the machloikis. The famous story brought down as I'll say my girsa. Rabbi Azkel Kalev became Reuven Kalev. And Kalev and all the villages around Kalev, and they wrote Shtar Rabunas. There was one village who says, we don't need a big Reuv, we don't want a sign. Unless, if the Reuv is masking to come to every single Simcha in our village, we must give the sign. Okay, they signed the contract, and they became Reuv in the whole area. The first night of Chanukah, the Kalev, the Heilige Kalev Rebbe, gets a call from this little village. The one of the people there in this little village was Mashadach's daughter with the chusen. They're making a shidduch, they're making a vort, they're making a tnuim. And Rabbi Azan Kalev has to come to the tnuim. It was at night. So Rabbi Azan Kalev has to come. It was very hard, very, very difficult weather. But he came with his gabba, and he came through snow and through rain. And he arrived. So the big oil of Amaratzim, terrible Amaratzim, all Amaratzim. There was only Rabbi Azan Kalev with his gabba. You have to have two eidim, two witnesses to be able to sign on the tnuim. So his gabbah, you want one witness, the gabbah, who's second witness. So he asked the oil, what's your name? Edgeist and Gedalia, Edgeist and Shimon, Riven, two long names. This is what one person pipes up, it's called Livy. Livy is 33 letters. And if you write script, it's very easy to write it. One long line, one middle line, a small line. You write a long line is a lamed, a small line is a vav, and a little line is a yid. So he taught him a langer line, in a middle line, a small line, true. But there, Uretz was used to write English. So it's also from the left side. So he writes a lange line on the left side, and a middle line, and a small line. What's a Yuvon? Stutz is on the right side, what's gewesen Leivi? Long line, and a kleine line, Leivi. Eigentlich from the left side, geworden, a lange end in the inn, now wo wir da hier, Yuvon. Rabbi Azel Kalev was so despoiled, he says, all you have to do is return on the paper. Turn on the paper, at where and the other way, it's on Leivi. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is from Yuvah with one turn. Just turn on the paper, just like one turn. That's Leivi. What's Leivi? Leivi is, upon you love Ishi, you get the Chibbet of the Eibishter. That's Chanukah. Chanukah is with one turn. You have the Chostra and Finn Yuvah to wear in Leivi. So the Eibishter himself, so my Zoyche Zahn, it's a Lefi Chanukah, Shabbos Chanukah, it's by the Kedishes, Shabbos Chanukah, Chanukah, with all the Bruches, and Zoyche Zahn, it's a Gebarach Hasim and Teure. Oh, hey.